Our next guest is starring in the film Black Bird, along with Isaiah Washington and introducing Julian Walker. The film opens in theaters April 24th. Monique Angela Hicks, how are you, boo?
Okay, you gonna say my whole name, Skip?
I didn't mean to get the good man.
I appreciate that, brother. How you doing, okay, baby?
It is great to have you on. Great to talk to you again, Monique. You're incredible, and I'm happy about this new project you have. And Monique, you're the kind of lady who always seizes the moment. It seems like when it's time to be funny, you can put it down. When it's time to be amazingly dramatic, you handle up on that too. How do you do that, dear Monique?
I'm playing. I'm a kid playing.
Yeah.
And remember when you was a kid playing, you didn't judge it?
You just did it. Right.
You just did it.
Tell us about Black Bird, this new movie. What's the premises behind the story?
It's this amazing film, Skip, about a young brother in the deep south, Mississippi, trying to come to terms and accept who he was made to be, and really trying to deal with his sexuality. He's being raised in a very strict Christian upbringing. Mama believes everything that's in that book. She believes everything that's being said on that pulpit. Mm-hmm. And to be a homosexual is the biggest sin, and she looks at it as a curse. So you're dealing with that dynamic with the family. You're dealing with a child being abducted, which is their daughter. You're dealing with a marriage that had to separate because the mother just couldn't cope emotionally. Isaiah Washington, who plays the dad, who is, and I have to just keep saying it because he is, I think he's one of the most brilliant actors of our time. And he plays a father to this amazing actor, Julian Walker, who plays Randy Russo. But he plays the father that says to his son, I love you for whoever you are. And you got to love you for who you are, because normally when we see a homosexual son and a father on television or on the big screen, it's the father so against it. But in this film, you see where the dad is so for his son, it tackles teen pregnancy, it tackles suicide. You get to see inside of a pastor's home where he can help everybody else in the congregation but can't seem to help his own family. It has so many different dynamics, Skip, that we believe this film is one of those films that will save lives, open up hearts, change minds, and give you a different perspective on how you should be treating other human beings.
From what I'm hearing, Monique, sounds like you're going to have another Academy Award up there on the shelf, another Oscar for you, girl.
You know, Skip, even with Precious, the award comes in, or the reward comes in, when our young babies, when our parents, when our church folks, when folks go out and see the movie and they say, I never thought about it that way. I never thought the damage that was being done that way. That's the reward. If a mother says, or a father says, you know what, guys, we've changed our mind on how we're going to treat our babies. We've changed our mind on how we're going to accept our children into our churches. That's the reward. So never for an award. The reward is when someone walks away feeling differently, feeling a different kind of love.
Monique, how did it work out for you having like your husband as co-producer, working with a spouse? How's that working out for you? How'd it happen?
Amazing. See, Sydney and I have been best friends since the 10th grade.
Oh, okay. All right.
Since we were 14 years old.
Mm-hmm.
We've been roommates. We've been used to being together. So us transitioning into business partners and executive producing this film, it's very natural and very normal. So when people say, how is it working with your spouse? Well, my spouse has been my best friend since I was 14.
Y'all been kissing for
so
a minute.
So it's a blessing and an honor.
Yeah, all right.
For a minute, baby.
How is your daughter doing?
Well, if I had one, I have four sons.
I'm talking about Precious.
Oh, baby, okay, bring me back, Skip. Now you just say how your daughter doing from out there.
Yeah, Skip, you have me lost. I'm like, what are you talking about?
You know she was Mary Jones, Precious Mama.
Skip. You know what? That's why I love you. I hope she's doing absolutely wonderful. Because that young lady is so full of talent. Right. When I got the opportunity to work with that special woman on that movie, I was blown away after every scene. Because to work with someone or to play with someone that's never done it before, y'all saw it. She was breathtaking.
Breathtaking.
So I hope my baby is doing absolutely wonderful.
Well, I've always thought you to be one of the funniest human beings on the planet, but you are an amazingly great dramatic actress, and I wish you the very best. Blackbird, the film, hits theaters on April 24th with starring Miss Monique. You got to go check it out. Thank you, Monique, for your time, sweetie.
You got to do it, Skip. Now, I'm going to give you all the cities while we're on the air. It's going to be in New York City, mm-hmm. Atlanta, Washington, D.C., Los Angeles, and San Francisco. So go by the busloads, and please, April 24th, y'all, let's go check it out.
Nothing but love for you. Thank you, Monique. Check your time. Couple of minutes before the top of the hour.